And now back to the news. A varied group of people made the headlines in Norwich this week. Ian Rankin, the creator of Inspector Rebus, is coming to UEA as a visiting professor. The Norwich Council leader and the MP for Norwich North have been in disagreement over the proposal to increase rents for higher-earning council tenants. Both topics could provide material for Norwich Market's new resident poet. Let's start with the novelist.
He is one of the most important characters in the history of crime fiction, and next year his creator will become a professor at the University of East Anglia. Ian Rankin will next year mark the 30th anniversary of the debut of Detective Inspector John Rebus, who first entered the annals of literature when Noughts and Crosses was published in 1987. As part of a year of events to mark the anniversary, the novelist will join the UEA as a UNESCO City of Literature visiting professor in September 2016. The visiting UNESCO professorships bring leading authors of international reputation to the university to engage with UEA's renowned creative writing programmes. During his time on the campus during the autumn semester, Mr. Rankin will contribute to seminars, lectures and tutorials. In September, he will also feature at the third annual Norwich Crime Writing Festival, a collaboration between UEA, Writers' Centre Norwich and Dead Good Books. He said, "I was still a full-time student when I wrote Inspector Rebus's first adventure. That was in 1984-85, and Edinburgh University didn't have a creative writing course. Almost no university did, and I remember being jealous of Ian McEwan and others who had learned from their experiences at the University of East Anglia. That's why it is such a privilege and honour to accept UEA's offer of a visiting professorship. I hope to learn, share and teach, because as a writer, you should never stop trying to hone your craft."
Norwich's council leader has hit back at a city MP who accused him of showing the worst kind of self-interest for opposing government plans to increase council house rents for higher earners while living in a council house himself. Conservative Chloe Smith urged MPs to reject proposed changes to the Housing and Planning Bill, which would allow councils to use discretion in bringing in the policy, citing the example of Norwich leader Alan Waters. Under the so-called pay-to-stay plan, families or individuals with a total annual income of £30,000 outside London or £40,000 in the capital will have to pay rents at market or near-market levels. Ms. Smith told MPs that Mr. Waters did not want higher-earning tenants to pay a fairer rent because he was likely to be one of them, claiming it was hypocritical and wrong for a council leader to oppose a policy if he stood to benefit from doing so. But Mr. Waters said the policy was going to hit people on low pay, given that two people on the so-called living wage would be just shy of the £30,000 threshold at which tenants would have to pay more rent. "I have an obligation as the leader of a council which wants to build council homes that people can afford to live in. I am speaking on behalf of the community and those people concerned."
It traditionally echoes to the sound of fishmongers and fruit and vegetable stallholders calling out their wares. But now Norwich's colourful market has been boosted by the addition of a new and rather unusual voice, its very own poet. Julia Webb has taken up residence at her own stall and, for the rest of the month, hopes to take inspiration from her surroundings and neighbouring traders as she pens her latest work. Mrs. Webb, who has lived in Norwich for 25 years, said she also hopes to encourage passers-by to pop in and put pen to paper. "I'm hoping the vibrancy of the market might inspire my work and take it in a new direction," she said, "and I'm keen to engage with traders and include their comments and experiences in my work. I'm planning to invite other writers and artists to come and spend a few hours here and respond to the lively environment too. If my stall is open, pop in and say hi and write a line or two if you feel moved to." She said the start of spring and hopefully the warmer weather seemed an ideal time to take up her new home. Mrs. Webb, who has just released a book called Bird Sisters, teaches classes and workshops in writing and poetry. She can be found at stall 156, Row G.
A colourful and quirky art trail, raising awareness about birds, is making a Norwich shopping centre its home tweet this month. The Big Birdhouse Tour has landed at Into Chapelfield, and throughout May, shoppers will be able to explore 15 larger-than-life birdhouses, which have been designed by well-known names including Olympian Becky Adlington, radio DJ Joe Wiley, The One Show presenter Alex Jones, and comedian Vic Reeves. The touring art installation has been recreated in partnership with the Royal Society of the Protection of Birds, RSPB, and is in Norwich until Saturday, May the 28th. Its aim is to raise money and awareness for the RSPB, which is the country's largest nature conservation charity. During the tour's stay in Norwich, the shopping centre will be hosting an array of free activities to help people learn more about protecting birds, insects and other wildlife living in and around our gardens, window boxes, parks and countryside. Sheridan Smith, marketing manager at Into Chapelfield, said, "The Big Birdhouse Tour is bright, bold and colourful, and we are delighted it has nested in Norwich this May."
Angry residents have criticised a developer's offer to soften the impact of plans to build 83 houses in a river valley. The comments made at a meeting of Cossey Town Council's executive committee referred to an amendment to the planning application, which would build footpaths and create a woodland area for public use in the Tud Valley. Town councillors unanimously agreed to object to the amendment following talks with around 15 residents who turned up to the meeting. The proposals had been submitted by Norwich-based architects firm Fielden & Mawson on behalf of their client Mrs. K. Kazerski for land north of Farmland Road, Cossey. At the meeting, residents and councillors said they were concerned about flood risks, the parking and traffic impact, and drainage issues, before claiming there was not enough evidence to support the proposals. The final decision will be taken by South Norfolk Council. The next meeting of the full Cossey Town Council is on Tuesday at the Cossey Centre on Longwater Lane.